Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
Welcome to the No Disqualifications Podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay, a proud representative of the Carolina Panthers, and I will continue to do so. But we need a quarterback in the offensive line, so I'm just here to say, you know, Carolina, step your freaking game up. We're not going to win any games as long as we have Christian McCaffrey taking 20 snaps a game with no offensive line and no quarterback to get the ball to him, Robbie Anderson, and DJ Moore. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I completely understand. I agree with you 100%. The Panthers actually lost me out on about $3,500.
Yeah.
So, but that's because Robbie Anderson couldn't catch a football that day.
Right.
Lost to the Vikings in overtime. How does that happen? Never mind. And much like the return of Triple H coming to bury everyone, Russell Wilson is returning against the Packers, baby, to bury every quarterback in the league. Yes, so, sir. Rodgers, thank God for you being out, buddy. Because if you weren't, it was going to be doom day for you. Mahomie, you're out. All right, Lamar Jackson, you're screwed because Russell Wilson's back, baby. He's back.
Oh, all right.
Not just is he a stepdaddy for Sierra, he's a stepdaddy for the league. So y'all better get ready, all right? Because when Step pops his back, backs get cracked, nigga.
Yep.
Well, I've never said the N-word on the podcast before.
Sounds good.
I'm black, by the way.
Keep it rolling. Booker T can say it, damn it.
All right. January 17, 2002, SmackDown. Of course, we are hailing from Bossier City, Louisiana, in CenturyTel Arena. This is going to be the night that Triple H returns to in-ring action. Why not? Wait, let him just return to the ring at the Royal Rumble?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry. We got people to bury.
Bossier City, Louisiana. It'll get more Creole than that.
Ballsack area, Louisiana.
Never heard that city a day in my life.
Well, you probably never will again. Nope. Probably got washed away.
Oh, man. 5 years apart. But, hey, it's all good.
Hey.
Keep it going.
All right, so opening up, we have Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. They're backstage here. They have a little bit of a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock's like, well, listen, after I beat Jericho at the Royal Rumble, I guess I'll be seeing you at WrestleMania for a third time. And then, of course, completely just burying Jericho to ever be a threat.
Right.
And then Stone Cold says, after I throw 29 other SOBs over the top rope, be me and you at WrestleMania. They hype it up, whatever. They look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
They tell each other good luck and a kiss on the mouth. And then we have the first match tonight.
Yep.
One of a kind.
Rob Van Dam
against William Regal.
Bastard.
Once again, Rob Van Dam, it's a running storyline at this point. It's just over. He's just over. But you got him curtain jerking with this English Pringle. William Regal.
Yep, sadly.
I get it, man. Regal's a great technician, but why is he consistently going over? Is he want to piss the fans off because he has the power of the punch? He has the brass knuckles? I get it. The man has to have heat on himself, but put Rob Van Dam over. This is the third straight show of him losing.
Yes, and if you're a fan of Robert Van Dam Twinkle, like I am, later in his years in WWE, you know, he becomes, you know, first ever ECW WWE champion. All that good stuff. You know, Vince has high praise for Robert Van Dam and all that good stuff. But, you know, Robert, he's an active marijuana activist.
Yes, he is.
To say the least. So, you know, that Vince really didn't sit well with that. And that, you know, Rob gets suspended here and there and there. He jumps, you know, TNA, blah, blah, blah. But, like to the point being, you know, early in his career, Rob did get, you know, a lot of, like say, curtain jerking, a lot of beatings and all this good crap. But further on down the line, he became successful, all that good stuff. But, teach his own.
And I remember the day, Tay. It was 4th of July, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I was 17 at the time. You, my friend, were what, 19? 18?
18.
Here we are at your place of residence.
Mm-hmm.
We had just got done watching... We were watching, I remember the living room.
Mm-hmm.
We were flipping back and forth from watching the Heat and Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was in July.
Yeah.
I think. Heat and Spurs going back to back. I think it was like game four. And then we're flipping to Monday Night Raw because Rob Van Dam just returned.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to be the Money in the Bank. I remember it. Rob Van Dam, is an icon, and he's going up against William Regal here. Regal holds control for the first few suplexes in the match. He does a few of what he calls the knee trembler. It's a few measured knees. Mm-hmm. Once again, I said the crowd is hot for Rob Van Dam here. Flurry of kicks. He hits a rolling thunder and a crossbody. Gives Rob Van Dam a temporary advantage here. Note on the temporary. Regal goes outside. He'll grab the steel chair. Mm-hmm. He diverts the attention of the referee with the chair, in which Jerry Lawler says, "What are you going to say? He's putting the chair in his trunks?" funny. But then he pulls out the brass knuckles. Rob Van Dam hits that scary kick from the top rope. Mm-hmm. He does a few shoulder checks. He runs back in for another shoulder check, and he gets knocked out for the 1-2-3. Regal wins. I gave this a 2.
Yeah, I gave it a 2. I'm getting sick of this Rim Regal bastard. I'm getting tired of these damn brass knuckles. Now, listen, ref, if you're going to check Rim Regal prior to the match, check every other thing that's around this goddamn rings. I'll tell you what, the steel steps, the ring bell, the announce table, hell, Jerry Lawler's crowning by goddamn it. Check everywhere for these brass knuckles. I'm tired of seeing Rob Van Dam lose.
I mean, if you got to put your hand in his tights, move the jewels around a little bit.
Do what you got to do.
L and the boys, whatever you got to do. Maybe he has them tucked in the gooch. Don't matter. You find the brass knuckles. Because once another babyface gets hit in the face, I'm coming to your house. I'm taking you out, but don't worry. The referee gets what he deserves later on in the night.
It's getting bad. I believe it. Who was it? Was it Christian last week? And then what? Rob Van Dam this week?
A week before was Edge.
Edge, yeah. So he's brass knuckling every damn light right
now. And I'm sick and tired of it. To be completely frank with you, I am fed up. I'm perturbed.
But yeah.
Next we have Billy. Of the Billy and Chuck fame, mm-hmm. against Tajiri of Tori Wilson fame.
Yep.
Billy powers Tajiri into the corner, but Tajiri gains some control. But don't forget, Billy gives him a little konnichiwa, gives him a little bow there. Control with the head scissors and a flurry of kicks. Kicks look deadly as always. Mm-hmm. Chuck jumps up on the apron. Tajiri green mists him, which was great. Mm-hmm. Probably not the first time that Chuck's had liquid sprayed into his face.
All right.
And then this allows for Billy to hit the Famouser for the win. I gave this 2. It was decent at best.
Yeah,
but why is Tajiri losing, man? I'm telling you. You're having your heels come out on top over and over again. And I need to see the payoff.
Yeah, losing to Mr. Billy Gunn really didn't sit well with me either. One half of the tag team champion?
Yeah.
Get him a tag, yeah. So I guess at Royal Rumble there's going to be a tag match where assumingly Tajiri and Taz would win. You know,
I'm sorry. Tajiri was being tagged with Hurricane at the time.
Oh, Hurricane.
And Spike was being tagged with Taz.
Okay, yeah, my apologies, no DQ podcast. But like I was saying, assuming they're going to win at the pay per view after getting beat on during all the shows through the course of the month, so you know it's understandable.
Next, we have Trish backstage segment. She gets attacked by Jazz. Mm-hmm. She's thrown into a luggage cart. Jazz lifts up the luggage lid and drops it on Trish's hand. Funny little thing here, if you watch it, there's a block on top of the luggage cart, so when it drops, it doesn't close all the way, so her hand didn't get smashed, but it's pretty blatant that it doesn't close all the way.
Yeah.
Just a little backstage segment to build towards that Rumble match, mm-hmm. that no one was really excited about. All right. Next we have DDP versus Boss Man.
Big Boss
Man. Of course, this is for DDP's job here. Apologize. So far, by the way, we for this show, we actually only have 2 people that are dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Better than all of them. Boss Man and Test are still dead, by the way.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. Big Boss Man is in control early on. Big Spine Buster by Big Boss Man. And then he gets hit with a Diamond Cutter for the win. I gave it a 1, man. This was really boring, really slow. And I could care less if DDP got a job.
Yeah, I give it a half. Whatever I cared about was the DDP power. You know, he throws the diamond up and he drops it down really good. That's pretty nostalgic, but yeah, it sucked.
Next, we have an intense Rock promo on Jericho, pushing like the Rock. He has to take Jericho seriously. Basically, Jericho comes out and, you know, he's talking about he's pissed off. No one takes him seriously, which why would we? And the Rock comes out kind of cracking jokes. And then Jericho gets, like, even more pissed off. And he's like, look, hey, like, you are going to take me seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, it isn't, your catchphrases don't matter. You take me seriously. To the point where Jericho, and to his credit, has tears in his eyes when he's telling him, take me seriously. I'm going to beat you at the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
They have a nice little standoff. Rock decides he will take Jericho seriously. Next, we have Storm and Christian versus Rikishi in the over-the-top rope challenge. It's a really quick squash. Stinkface. Storm gets kicked out over the top rope. Then Christian gets tossed out. Mm-hmm. And then Big Show comes out and tosses Rikishi out. Mm-hmm. And then the APA comes out and takes out the Big Show. Mm-hmm. And then there's a moment where JBL goes to throw Farouk out. And then Farouk's like, hey, what you doing? And then Farouk throws JBL out. And there's this really good moment, really good camera work, where he zooms in on Bradshaw's face. Mm-hmm. He's hanging over the rope and goes, what the hell was that for? And I was like, that's a good little moment right there. Mm-hmm. They both get back in the ring, and then all of a sudden, the pyro that we've all been missing, the pyro hits for Kane. Kane comes out, mm-hmm. clears house.
As usual.
And he stands tall, making everyone wonder, is Kane going to win the Rumble? No. Yeah. But... Yeah. You know, just giving a little bit of an idea.
Yeah.
Next, we have Edge versus Test here. Oh, by the way, for this Storm and Rikishi, I gave it a 2. The moment after was really, really good. Like, yeah, the
better than the match itself. So
yeah. Edge and Test here. Really good Hurricanrana by Edge. Test takes control. They fight to the outside. Regal interferes. Edge grabs a steel chair.
He beats
down Regal. He beats down Test. He gets in. The referee's like, you're disqualified. And then he hits the referee with a chair.
I loved it.
He loses his mind, which is funny because I only gave it a 1. But in hindsight, I'll bump it up to a 2.
Yeah, we'll bump it up to a 2. We'll give it, I don't know, we'll give it 3 for the 3 chair shots that Edge delivered. Because that one's referee.
It was really nice.
I love it. Like you said, Edge is tired of getting screwed around. You know, numbers game around him through the course of the month. You know, he's tired of William Regal interfering in all of his matches. So, yeah, they deserve it, him and Tess as well. The referee deserved it too, hell. Let the man fight. Let them be boys.
Let boys be boys, you know? So what if it's a few chair shots?
That's all right.
Whatever, man. We live in a world where it's like no responsibility. Do whatever you want, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't matter if you were speeding 164,000 miles an hour and killed somebody in a car accident. Free him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what my friends would say.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Austin and Triple H. Against Angle and Booker T for the main event. Brawl to begin. Faces with the advantage right away. Triple H gets a huge pop when he gets tagged in. Both Stone Cold Steve Austin and Triple H reluctantly tag each other in. Keep in mind, before Triple H was injured, he was actually injured in a match when he was tagged with Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's where he tore his quad. They were the two-man power trip back in the Invasion era. Angle. Scissor kick and a sidekick by Booker T. Back to back, Stone Cold Steve Austin at this moment where they bump into each other back to back and they're like, what are you trying to do? And Triple H is like, nothing. And they're like looking at each other and they're like, are we going to fight right now? And then Triple H is like, did we just become best friends? And then they like look at each other and stunner, pedigree. Triple H gets the pin, of course. The two men beat down the black man and pin him.
Yeah.
For the win.
Typical.
I mean, I gave it a 3. It was a good match, but you should have saved Triple H for the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
you can tell he's trying to, you know, get back in form, you know, get back in routine over everything.
Trying to give him that immediate win right away. I don't know. I would have felt more comfortable if maybe Angle could have pinned. There's two ways to go about this here. Angle pins
Austin.
Mm-hmm. Or you have Triple H pin Angle. But there's no reason for Booker to have to take that pin. And, of course, Triple H isn't going to get pinned. Besides the backstage politics of it, of course he's not going to get pinned.
Right.
But you don't pin him. He just came fresh off of return, right?
Right.
So I think those are two ways to do it. I just think the ending was booked wrong. They could have brawled to a disqualification, and then you have, you know, everyone from the matches previous rolling. The big brawl to end the show.
Yeah.
Ending with Triple H standing tall.
Yeah, but I mean, you won't want to take that risk on Triple H, you know, getting hurt by somebody else's.
I would love for him to get hurt.
You know, you got Kane, APA, you know, looking Big Show. So it's a lot of things that could went wrong with Rikishi.
Hey, you're right. You put Big Show and Rikishi in the ring.
You never know. But yeah, I see where he was going with it. Yeah.
You at least have all four of them brought out to a disqualification. Have Triple H stand tall.
Yeah.
Or have Triple H and Austin both chair in hand staring at each other to end the show. What a visual. That's a t-shirt visual right there. But, you know, that's why I make a couple big decisions, I guess, because they're just too good. Yeah, I give it a 3, sir. What'd you give it?
Yeah, I'll give it 3, but it was okay. It was enough for main event SmackDown. You know, you got the star power there, so it was okay.
Let's hop into our awards here. Star of the night.
My star of the night would have to be... maybe Triple H, Lord, this card really doesn't scream star of the night. You know what I'm saying? It's not too many. It's a bunch of mid-card guys, and a lot of matches didn't finish. It's a bunch of DQs, you know. Fuck it, Triple H.
I'm going to have to say for the second episode in a row, it's going to be Bradshaw for me. Mm-hmm. The facial expression when he gets thrown over and he looks down, what the hell was that? That, I don't know, it as they would say in the business, that popped me. I was like, all right, yeah, I like that. Who is your Meltzer of the night? Because I know who mine is. I feel like we're both in the same wavelength. You might as well say one, count three?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Boss man. Yeah, screw that guy. Yeah. In sync, like the group. I almost said NSYNC with the Backstreet Boys, but they're two different groups.
It's the same difference. You know? Same. Justin Timberlake and
five white guys dancing.
Yeah, they're the famous guys that never mattered.
Yeah. It's true, you know. Backstreet Boys don't have really any stars that stepped out. NSYNC only had Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Oh, dang, you know. It puts things in perspective. You know, New Kids on the Block had that dude, the Wahlberg guy.
Mark Wahlberg?
No, Donnie.
Donnie
was on Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, ain't it? I like Blue Bloods. It's a good show.
I like Pat McAfee, too.
Yeah, man, Pat McAfee's a really good guy.
Terrific punter. Hall of Famer.
He played Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Knows his stuff. He sang Rocky Top when he was here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Good guy. All right, now, let's see. Match of the night, sir.
Good God.
I'm going to go with the main event.
Yeah, we'll say the main event.
I mean, I just...
Austin and Hunter Hearst Helmsley and, yeah, the Olympic gold medalist and the five-time. Booker T.
Okay, now we have the worst match of the night. I feel like we're both in the same wavelength on this one, DDP and Bossman.
Bossman.
Yeah, look, the quicker he's off my TV, the better. But I think he dies pretty soon anyways. Spot of the night.
Oh, man. I'm going to say as much... This pains me to say. No, you know what? To hell with Rimmer Riggle, bastard. I'm going with Tajiri spit in the mist in Chuck's face.
All right. I'm going to go with Bossman.
You hate him so much.
I'm going to go with Edge going wild and start beating people with chairs. Yeah, that's going to be on mine. Botch of the night?
Was it any botches of the night?
It kind of goes against the idea of how we... I mean, it's our show. We can do whatever we want. The booking of the Boxman being on the show, that's a botch for me. I'm just going to say, I don't know, man. We've seen his 80s work, and it's much better. I get it. He's older. Don't bring him back then, man. It's 2002.
Yeah, he don't got much to offer anymore.
No, he doesn't. He didn't really have a lot to offer then either, so... All right, we covered all that there. What's your final grade for this SmackDown January 17th?
Two
as well. We haven't really had anything that's really stuck out lately. Maybe it might pick up after the Rumble. By the way, the next episode will be Royal Rumble 2002. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to give this a two as well. And I think we both agree we're not spending our money for front row tickets for the show.
I wouldn't dare go to this show. See, Boss Man on this card, RVD's losing, Triple H getting over, I understand. Edge and Test didn't finish, so yeah. Just be honest with yourself, no DQ fans. Would you pay $500? Let alone, would you pay $40? I understand it's the WWE. I understand, McMahon. You're not gonna go see.
Can I get a hell no?
Even though you're in Ball City, Louisiana, who probably has a population of 6,500. You're not going to go see this at your local civic
center. Go Tigers!
You're not going to take time out your day to go get a t-shirt signed by Test. You're not going to camp outside of night to get front row tickets and get spit on by Big Boss Man. And I'll be damned if you're going to get backstage tickets to go see Test, DDP, Boss Man, Billy Gunn, Chuck Palumbo, Tajiri, William Regal, the stars of the night. You will probably get to see in person Rob Van Dam, Triple H, maybe Jericho, he was an asshole back then, and maybe Edge. Other than that, you're not getting nowhere near Triple H. You're not getting nowhere near Stone Cold Steve Austin. You're not going to get nowhere near The Rock. Those are their propositions. Those are their
prospects. You still can't see Stephanie's implants.
You still can't see him because you're not going to get close to her either. So, no, I would not waste my money.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Now that we've watched both the Raw this week and we've also watched the SmackDown this week, who won the week? Because I think we both know the answer to this one.
Would it be Raw?
I'm voting for Raw. I think we can both agree. So far for the year 2002, Raw is up 2-0. SmackDown, you're supposed to be the one that's supposed to be carrying us through this possible dreadful year. I don't know, we're not too deep in the year yet. We don't know how dreadful it's going to be. But I will say, so far, Raw...
it's better than 2001, I'll tell you that, you know. But
Invasion ring. Well, I'm not looking forward to having to go back and watch those episodes, to be honest with you. To be completely peachy keen with you, I'm not too ready for it. But nonetheless, as we do and as we always promise here at the Nose Qualification Podcast, regardless if you listen or not, we make the content for you to come back and look to either. Because we are the dealers. You guys are the junkies. And always, as you know, especially in East Knoxville, every addict has to get his fix, whether he has to steal a TV from his mom, daughter, sister, brother, or brother who used to be his sister, because it's 2021 and people at all ages, gender identity, and sexual orientation are accepted here.
And you never know. Podcast. Kentucky's above us.
Kentucky is above us indeed. My name is Adrian.
I'm Tay, representing for Laz and Darren.
And we thank you for listening to this Qualification Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at pod_DQ. Follow us on our Facebook at the No Disqualification Podcast. Our Instagram, No Disqualification Podcast. Not to mention our TikTok, No Disqualification Podcast, where we love to argue with a bunch of marks on the internet who complain about every single thing that there is to complain about, because we love to watch people cry. Once again, I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay.
He's Tay.
Yep, yep.
Laz isn't here. Darren couldn't arrive. But once again, we're here to make sure you get your fix. This has been the No Disqualification Podcast.
Cha-cha-cha. Save the Penguins.